welcome to today's podcast, and I'm your host, Sandra. So to all my new listeners, you're welcome. To the old listeners, thanks for always listening and supporting. You're highly appreciated, okay? To the new listeners, this is the Collabo podcast, and I'm your host, Sandra. So guys, how we do it on here is on Monday, I talk about motivational quotes and words that can keep us going for the week. And on Wednesday is my freestyle Wednesday, where I talk about different topics, like all topics that are like bothering me and I feel I should talk about. And on Fridays for our sports and movies, so I tell you about upcoming matches or upcoming movies or movies that I have seen, and then I give you my rating. Then on Sundays is all about preaching, you know, yeah, and keeping us in tune with the Bible, yeah, for my Christian brothers and sisters. So today being, I was meant to release this podcast or this particular episode yesterday, being Wednesday, but because of some things that happened, I couldn't release it yesterday, so I'm doing it today. So guys, welcome once again to my podcast. And on today's episode, what I'm going to be talking about will be kind of personal, or I feel everybody can be able to relate to it in a personal kind of level. Yeah, that's what I feel. So guys, let's begin. Yeah, so today the topic I'll be bringing is, or all I'll be talking about is, not knowing what to do with your life at 25, or basically you're at a point in your life where you feel you're stuck, where you feel you have like none of your plans are actually coming the way you feel they should, or your life is not panning out the way you feel it should. So basically that's what this topic is all about, like, because I'm sure some people right now are at that point of, at that point in stage of their life where they feel nothing is working out for them. Because right now in my country, like, we have a lot of people who have graduated from the university, and some of them don't know what to do with their lives. Some of them don't know when, like, what next to do, because they are stuck, and because, you know, they feel like the next thing to do, they don't know. Do you get? Please excuse the sound in the background. Someone is doing something. My neighbor is doing something. So, in case you're hearing that, sorry. So, as I was saying, some people will be at that point right now, where they feel they don't know what to do, where they feel like everything is just against them, or nothing is working out for them as they think it should. Because I feel, as I said, it's going to be kind of personal, because I feel that's where I am right now. I'm like, I just finished university. I don't know what next to do. I don't know. It's not like you don't know what next to do, right? It's because there are so many things, so many constraints, like, holding you back. And I'm saying some people, not everybody, because some people right now, after the university, they have jobs waiting for them, or they have parents who are able to send them abroad for their masters, or even in Nigeria here, they can still further if they want to. While some don't know what to do, not basically because they don't know what to do, but because of that financial constraints which is holding them back from not achieving what they know they should do. So I searched on Google, that was day before yesterday, about being not knowing what to do with your life at 25. And Google brought out a lot of results where so many people have asked this question before, like 2 years, 3 years, five years ago. I saw some on Quora, I saw one on that site like that. So I was like, so basically, somebody have been in this stage where I am right now. Someone has you know, ask this question. And I saw a lot of people giving that person positive results, like positive answers, telling her what to do, what not to do. She shouldn't feel alone. She shouldn't feel like, she shouldn't feel downcasted, you know, giving a lot of advice. So I was like, okay, if this person was at this stage 2, 3, 5 years ago, that means by now that person must have overcome it, right? And maybe has moved on with your life, you know. And the answers I was seeing were mainly from the whites. I didn't see any African, you know, person who asked that question or who answered. You know, we Africans, we tend to believe that we shouldn't share, because like some of those things, because it looks like you are weak, like you being vulnerable at this extent. But people don't understand that you're not the only one going through that particular stuff at that moment or at that point in time. So many people are also feeling that kind of way you are feeling. That's what we need to understand as Africans. So many people are feeling the kind of way you are feeling right now, like how I'm feeling. I'm sure someone elsewhere is feeling that same way. And I know what applies to someone may not apply to you, but that doesn't mean it won't work out for you. Like, yeah, maybe the way person A works it out cannot be the same way B works it out, right? Everybody has his own solutions, different ways of doing things. So I'm sure the solutions they were giving, the whites were giving that particular girl, is not what is gonna work for me here in this part of the world, because we're Africans. I am African. I am Nigerian. I'm not African, I'm Nigerian. So the advice we're giving her, like, I'm gonna read some of it out so you guys understand what I said, what they're telling her may not apply to me here. Do you get? So one of the things I saw was, stop comparing yourself to others. This applies to everybody, no matter where you are, because I'm sure some, we do it, not just some, everybody does this. You compare yourself to others. You be like, oh, see this person, see this girl, see this guy, he has his life all figured out, or things are just going well for him or her, and I'm just here stagnant doing nothing with my life. Like, beating yourself down, not knowing that everybody has his own pace. Your pace cannot be the same pace with the next person. Everybody's race is different. It cannot be the same. I'm saying this out because most times I compare myself with others. I'm not gonna lie, I'm human, so yes, I compare myself with people. But reading this day for yesterday, it's not like this is my first time seeing this. This is my first time seeing this particular quote of not comparing yourself to others, but I don't always take it. Even though I take it at a point, it just goes off my mind and I start all over again comparing myself to other people. And when we do that, we tend to forget, like I said, everybody's race is different. What is for me cannot be for the other person. What is for the other person can't be for me. I may not get married this year, but the other person has gotten married and gotten 4 kids down the line, and I'm still single, still figuring out my life. But that doesn't mean I'm not gonna get married. Definitely, I'm gonna get married. But maybe that's not the right time to get married. Maybe that's not the right time to start having children for me. But it is for the next person. You see? So we should stop comparing ourselves with other people. Because the more you do that, the more you bring yourself down, the more you make yourself, the more you don't believe in yourself. You're bringing yourself down by doing that, but we don't know. I'm talking out of experience, because I know when I compare myself with others, I feel down. I feel downcasted. I feel disappointed in myself. Like, I'd be like, what am I doing that? What are you doing that I'm not doing? Like, why am I just being useless and just sitting at home doing nothing? Or just pressing my phone all day? So, please, we should stop comparing ourselves with others, okay? So, the next one is, you're still young. This is where I'm going to disagree, because, like I said, what applies to them there would apply to me here as a Nigerian. they see 25 over there as still being young, you know, you still have a long time to figure out your life. But here in Nigeria, at 25, you're old enough to start taking care of your family, of your people. At 25, your parents are already expecting you to start bringing money home. At 25, you're already, as a girl, they're already saying you should be getting married. In fact, you start dropping one or two children. But over there, they don't see it as anything. They see it as you're still young, you still have your life all figured out and everything. But over here, guy, you have to start your life. Like, as far as you're done with uni, even if you're in uni and you're at that age, you're expected to like have something doing, like a side business. That's how it is over here in Nigeria. As I say, life here in Nigeria is different and it's difficult compared to abroad and those, you know, in other countries. So, because of this mentality of like getting money early and everything, that's why this particular quote doesn't apply to we here, or to us here. As far as you're 20 something, in fact, at 20, sometimes I mean at 18, some people start fending for their family at a very young age of 16 here. So if you're 25 and you don't have anything doing, they start calling you agbaya, big for nothing, you know, that kind of a thing. And that also contributes in bringing down our self-esteem, and, you know, making us look down on ourselves. But if it was another country, yes, we're still young. Yes, we are. To think you just finished university, yes, we are. But down here, you're not though. Start figuring out your life. Well, the next one is, nobody really has a plan, and that is true. This applies to everybody. Forget about African parents doing everything. Nobody really has a plan. Everybody is just like, you know, going with the flow and hoping what they're doing is the right thing. Not necessarily because they know what they're doing. No, they don't. Nobody does. Nobody. So when you feel that, when you see other people, you start comparing yourself with other people, most of them it's because they have some, like, someone has already prepared that thing for them before they got there, or some of them is their luck. Everybody has their own luck, their own chi, you get. So don't bring yourself down by thinking down of yourself, or bringing down yourself by your thoughts, or thinking every other person has his or her life figured out. Nobody does. It do look like our parents do, but them too, they're just winging it, trying to give us the right advice that they can, you know, and trying to make us better persons or better people because of what they have seen or through their own experiences. Okay, so the next is, you don't have many responsibilities, and this is where I disagree. For them over there, yes, they don't have responsibilities at all, because you're still living with your parents, they're still fending for you, you know. Yeah, but over here, most times I've seen people in universities taking care of their parents. They're the ones that have to, like, provide money for food, for accommodation, for clothing, and then they fend for themselves. So you see what I said, it's a whole different ball game for us over here, because as far as you're working, as far as they see that you're in university, you should start fending for yourself. So basically you have responsibilities, and then those responsibilities will not only just be for you, but for also your family. You have to start providing for your family. You have to start bringing home food. You start, like, supplying the home amenities, like paying for house rent, paying for lights, paying for food, paying for clothing, and, you know, the rest. That's why I said I disagree with some of the advice they were given on the net, because it doesn't apply to me, Africans. It doesn't. So the next one is, you're always learning. This is true. You're always learning. You learn from your mistakes, or you learn from your successes, or you learn from other people's mistakes and you apply them to your life so that you don't make such mistakes anymore. And this is where our parents do come in. Then they tell us first and their mistakes or what they did that didn't pan out well for them, and they want us to avoid those mistakes so that we don't repeat it and we don't go down the route they did. So yes, we are always learning. We are always constantly learning. No matter how you think the other person have his or her life figured out, they are learning. They will surely learn either from their mistakes or from their success. So the next one is, you are making memories. Yes, we are all making memories through our mistakes and success. We're making memories with your friends, with your family, with yourself. First yourself, then the people around you. Then the next one, soul searching is actually fun. Well, this is, I'm gonna disagree. You can't be soul searching in Africa. What do you want to search for? What soul do you want to search for? But then you start making that money. That's all now in Africa. Like, let me not say Africa. Let me talk about Nigeria. Who wants to give you time to start soul searching? Soul searching, that what happened? You don't know where your soul is? I don't understand. But over there, you know, they don't have, that pressure isn't on them. The pressure isn't on the whites or the people in their brooding, like I just say. But down here in Africa, down here in Nigeria, that pressure is on you to start fending for yourself. No need for soul searching, no need for you to start. Over there, you see them take breaks from their university, you know, from their school year. Down here, you want to take breaks from, who's going to give you the break? Who won't give you a break? I don't understand. What are you taking a break for? To soul search. You don't know what to do with your life. You don't know how, like, this life's already had enough. You want to add it, like, add more hardship to it. And say you're soul searching. That's soul searching. During that period of the soul searching, who will provide you food? Who will provide you accommodation? Who will provide your clothing? Your transportation? Your parents? African parents? They will beat the soul searching come off of your body. So that's why I said I'm disagreeing with some of the things I saw, because it doesn't apply to we or us here. The next one is, you are not supposed to have it all figured out just yet. This is where I disagree again. To them there, yes. To us here, no. You should have your life, even though not all figured out, at least you have some of your life figured out. You should know what you want to do at this age. You should know whether you want to be jobless or have a job. Like, you should know if you want to get married or not. You should know if you... So many things you should know already. They are not saying it doesn't apply to be Africans. You should have your life, at least half of it, figured out already. Because African friends are willing with for you as a girl. If you're a girl, get married to a good husband and start dropping children. As a boy, start making money. Even if it applies to both genders, start making money. So as far as you start making money, then you are, at least you figured out like half of your life out before you start saying about how you want to settle down or bear children and the rest. So that's why I said I would disagree with some of the things they said there on the net, because it doesn't apply to us here in Nigeria or in Africa. So yes, that's all I saw. But the thing is, right, let me say something. I'm saying that it doesn't apply to me that stay in Nigeria. But the thing is, don't make anybody rush you into doing what you know is not good, because you see them balling, you see them, you know, painting the town red, you see them living well. Like I said, everybody's pace is different. We ain't running the same race. Even though we are running the same race, that person may be running at a more faster pace, while you are moving at a slower pace or a moderate pace. But definitely reach there. Think about it this way. Some people have died. Did they get to that place? No. So what about you that is still alive? So don't worry, everything's gonna work out for your own good. Everything will pan out the way you want it to pan out. As far as you just keep doing your own two cents. then don't worry, it's gonna work out, okay? Don't let anybody tell you any different. Don't let anybody make you feel stupid. Everything will work out. Just believe in yourself. Pray and believe that it will work out. And it will definitely work out. Though it may take a while, though it may linger, but it will surely, surely work out. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for listening to everyone who stayed this far to listen to the end. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And please do not forget to share, do not forget to like, and also do not forget that you can send me messages to my email if you want me to discuss about something or you want me to do something. You know, just, we're free. This is a family, like I said. It's not just about me, it's about us growing, okay? I love you, but remember, God loves you more. Have a nice day. Until when next we meet. I have something to say. I want to do a live. Yeah, I want to do a live. But a live podcast. A live podcast where you guys can listen live and send me messages live. So if you want that, message me. You know, if I have a lot of people asking or agreeing to that, then I will do it. But if not, then maybe I'll just postpone it. Once again, thanks for listening. Bye.